The weekend's racing action concludes on Sunday, when we're in the capital of KZN, Peter Maritzburg. We're racing at Hollywood Bet Scottsville for an 8-race programme that gets underway at 12:30. Hello again from me, Ravon Smith. Good to have you along on A Sure Thing. I thought this was a punter-friendly card. Especially the first half, we have a few short-price favourites, and I do think money can be made if two or three of them arrives. There are one or two races we need to play with just one or two extra for a bit of cover, and then there are a couple of races we need to play by thinking outside the box, whether we're going to put in what the budget allows or more than what the budget allows and just take a bigger perm for a smaller percentage. We need to get a return on our investment with this meeting on Sunday, because it certainly looks like money can be made. So 12:30 is the off of the opener. That means that on the tote, the Exotics kicks off from the very get-go. And 5 minutes prior to race one, you of course need to have on your free Hollywood Bet Punter Challenge entry. As I always tell you, take the bet slip, because that is what puts you in line for that 1 million rand jackpot prize that is on offer. Let's have a look at the Exotics leg by leg, and the first race is the opening leg of the Bipot. Race one is a maiden plate for 3-year-olds. This race is to be run over 1,000 metres. 7 horses were carded. We do have a scratching. Number 3, Prince of Troy. The field now reduced down to 6 runners who will face the starter. The betting is normally a good guide when it comes to first-timers, but we do have an odds-on favourite here. Number 6, Bombardier Boy, runs in the colours of Hollywood Racing. This one from the Mike and Matthew de Kock training partnership, and Hollywood jockey Sean Veal is on board, so which means everything points in his direction. Word from the stable is, and I made a point of chatting to the team prior to us pre-recording, that this also has shown lots of speed on the sand tracks back home. However, has not had many grass gallops. If not green, will be competitive. That's good enough for me. I'm going 6, Bombardier Boy, head of 4, Blazing Fury, 2, Cowboy Country, and 5, Dungeon Master. Race 2 is the first leg of the Place Accumulator. 13:05 is the off-time race 2. This is a maiden plate for fillies, where 8 runners will line up at the 1,000-metre mark. Year number 3, Perfume Power, is at 1.67 to 1 on HollywoodBets.net. Next on offer is number 6, Love Comes Knockin'. From 2 to 1 is now 2.27 to 1. After that, you can get 5.56 to 1 about number 5, Lulu. And then it's 8.33 to 1 and upwards the others. Really like the look of this favourite, number 3, Perfume Power. This horse comes back from a bit of a break. Would have strengthened up in that time. I do think, even though one looks at the form, despite the fact that she looked very well beaten in that last start, going down third by 11 lengths, she definitely has more to come. She's a speedy sort. She hung out in the closing stages. There was no extra to come, and hence the reason for that below par performance last time out. But the good thing is that this horse is trained by my good friend, Mr. Howells. And what does Mr. Howells say in front of the winning form? He says, she will be better suited to this 1,000-metre trip and will give a good account of herself. That is good enough for me. I'm going 3, Perfume Power, ahead of 5, Lulu, 6, Love Comes Knocking, and 4, Austrian Beauty. Third race of the day is the opening leg of the Pick 6. This race jumps at 13:40, and it's 2-1 the field here. Number 1, Rafa's Boy, is at 2-1, along with number 8, Poetic Princess, at 2-1. 3.03 to 1, number 7, Tripping Thunder. 7.14 to 1, number 3, Jet Legacy. And double figures and upwards, the others. 2-1 the field in race 3. Where do we go? Rafa's Boy, word is, working well, and if all goes according to plan, will be competitive. But I like number 8, Poetic Princess. She's going to be making her KZN debut. She brings solid Cape Town form to Durban. And we do know that Cape Town form is very strong wherever these horses go. She's a speedy sort. She was up with the pace last time out. She was staying on nicely when she finished third, beaten under 2 lengths by the winner. She also gets the services of 4-kilo claiming apprentice Dizan Lowe. And that, to me, should give her a very, very good chance of taking the lion's share of the prize money, and should be enough to give the boys a run for their money. So I'm going 8 Poetic Princess to win race 3. Ahead of 1 Raffa's Boy, but I'll put them both in if you are going to be playing a pick 6. For third, I'm going 2 Bless Me Fred. And fourth, number 7, Tripping Thunder. First leg, jackpot 1 is race number 4 on the card. 14:15 is the off time of the fourth race. Here we have number 4, Sunny Bill's Ferrari, at 1.82-1 in the Antipost market as favourite on HollywoodBets.net. And 2-1 number 8, Buddy Boy. And then you can get 7.14-1 and upwards the others. Team Hollywood does have a very strong hand in this race. They've represented by both 4, Sunny Bill's Ferrari, and 8, Buddy Boy. Both from the stable of Mike and Matthew de Kock. Interesting that Callan Mully has decided to ride number 8, Buddy Boy. And I do think this horse will enjoy the step up to 1,600. But it is number 4, Sunny Bill's Ferrari. The comments from that one that I thought is far more appealing. This horse made the natural progress back home, is the comments from the yard. Will enjoy the step up to 1,600 metres. From a good draw, 4 is expected to run very well in this race. So I'm going 4, Sunny Bill's Ferrari, ahead of number 3, Hamilton Hero, 8, Buddy Boy, and 7, King of Victory. First leg of jackpot 2 is race 5 on the card. 14:50 is the off-time of race 5, and here we have a scratching. You can take out number 3, Uzuanu. 6 runners will contest this fifth race. It's a B-stakes, a merit-rated 101 and below. This race to be run over 1,600 metres. And I'm looking no further than the favourite, number 4, Dusk Till Dawn. This one from the stable of Justin Snaith. Now gets the services of Moosey Henny on board, and funnily enough, for that last win, only picked up a £2 penalty. But I also thought that this horse was exceptionally well ridden last time out. The way this horse ran on nicely, fought off challenges all the way to the wire, and then getting up in the shadow of the post to win it by a short head. The interesting thing is that Forward Motion, that he beat on the post last time out, has since come out and franked that form line by winning next time out. With Moosey now on board, I do think that Dusk Till Dawn will be competitive again in a race of this nature and can go back-to-back as far as wins are concerned. So, 4 Dusk Till Dawn is the selection, ahead of 5 Actor, 1 2 Miles West, and 6 Give Me Another Chance. Race number 6 on the card. This race jumps at 15:25. It is a Class 4 Benchmark 80, where 12 runners will line up at the 1750 metre mark. Here, number 5, Got To Go Eddie, is at 2.27-1. 12 Ideal Gift is at 4-1. 9 African Dusk at 5-1. 2 Lexington Point at 6.25-1. And it's 8.33-1 and upwards the others. Got To Go Eddie, second last time out, finished close up, and certainly is an individual that's still on the up and does have a very good chance in this fifth race. But I like number 9, Dusk Till Dawn, from the stable of Garth Puller. Now this horse is ideally course and distance suited. For 4 runs, has already got a win and 2/3 under the belt. That horse ran on very nicely last time out and finished close up. But I do think also cost himself in the running because he was hanging out in the closing stages and could have finished a whole lot closer, if not win, the race that he ran in last time out. I do think that, you know, with the style of racing and from where he's drawn, he'll be dropped out and will be running on very strongly in the closing stages, picking them off one by one and hopefully get to the front close home and win it going away. So I'm going 9 African Dusk, ahead of 5 Got To Go Eddie, 3 Papa C, and 4 Zoom Bomber. That takes us on to the penultimate race on the programme. Race 7 is a Class 5, Benchmark 66. 8 runners will line up at the 1200 metre mark. And in this race, they are betting 2.5-1 each of 2. Number 2, Golden Aspen, and number 5, Dawn Surprise. They're both at 2.5-1. Next best in the betting is number 4, Broadway Breeze, at 4-1. 5.56 about number 1, William West. And number 8, Double Olympic. and it's 7.14 to 1 and upwards the others. This is one of those races where I think we need to think outside the box, where despite the fact that there are only 8 runners in this race, you probably could make a case for the 5 of them that were mentioned in the betting. You know, this is one of those races that is very, very tricky. Anything can pop up in a race like this. If you were to push me for an outright selection, then I will tell you that I do like number 8, Double Olympic. This horse, I thought, has definitely got what it takes to cause an upset in a race of this nature. Was staying on very nicely last time out when finishing under 3 lengths behind the winner, but did finish outside of the money on that day. He's always there or thereabout. The horse that finished 4th that day was also called Ultra Quick, who has subsequently come out and franked that form line. And the one thing that really tweaked my attention about number 8, Double Olympic, is the fact that both wins have come over this distance. So this horse absolutely loves 1200, and I do think not only staying on, but will be going one better in the closing stages to finish probably not in the money, but hopefully win it for us and cause the upset. So this is going to be my each way choice on the card. Number 8, Double Olympic, ahead of number 5, Dust Till Dawn, 2 Aspen Gold, and 1 William West. That takes us on to the last race. 1640 is the off time of race number 8, a class 4 benchmark 80, where 12 runners will line up at the 1400 meter mark. And here's a horse that I've been waiting patiently to see again in action, and that is number 5, Drikus. I went for this horse last time out. He didn't lay the side down, and he actually jumped at very good odds. In fact, I think they were even giving 10 to 1 out at one stage when this horse jumped at 8 to 1. From the stable of Andre Null, who's been churning out the winners of late, and informed jockey Serena Moodley. Gee, how well has he been riding of late? Now, Drikus happens to be the 2.27 to 1 favorite in the last race. Number 6, Turbo 20, is a 3.75 to 1. In fact, I missed one. Number 10, Down by the River, is at 2.86 to 1. And then you can get 7.14 to 1 and upwards the others. Now, not only have I been waiting for Drikus to make his appearance, but the good thing about Sunday is that he takes all the strong form from Cape Town up to KZN to make his KZN debut. And I do think we can expect a very good performance from Drikus in a lineup like this. He's got the solid Cape Town form, as I said. He'll be up handy. And last time out, he found that extra in the run to the wire. So I repeat, of that last run, we'll definitely have Drikus in the shake-up going to the wire. That last form line has also held up very, very well. The horse that finished 2nd was always called Sierra Sagrada. The horse that finished 5th was always called Future Free. And the horse that finished last in that race was always called United Front. They have all subsequently come out and franked that form line next time out. I do think a repeat of his last run will enable him to go back-to-back as far as victories are concerned. So I'm looking no further than 5 Drikus to win it, ahead of 6 Turbo 20, 2 Voldemort, and 10 Down by the River. And that takes care of our preview of standalone racing at Hollywood Bet Scottsville on Sunday afternoon. Trust you'll find the winners this weekend. Elfil is going to be an enjoyable and profitable one for you. Till next time, from me, Ravon. You take care. Cheers for now.